Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 372, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 34, Neptune's Daughter.
It aired November 11th, the year 2000, written by John Fletcher and Jackie Marchand, directed by Jonathan Zacher. It's called Neptune's Daughter. Is this, if it's another mermaid one, and Jonathan Zacher's just super into mermaids, I asked to G.
Is that the only other one he did?
Just directed this season? Yes. So,
okay, well, some checks in the mermaid column.
Yep. Look, he's got a thing and he's sticking to it. We have a guest today. Benny, welcome to the show.
Hello.
You have been on the show before, but you were on a hiatus episode. You were on the By the Numbers special for Lost Galaxy.
Yep, for all the number nerds.
Yep. A surprising amount of people were very into that episode.
So statistics are pretty great.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like them. We'll probably end up doing another one for this season, because you still are keeping track of everything, so...
I'm still keeping track, and there's even a different database now that I didn't actually start. It is my fault, but I didn't start it.
So you just infected someone with a need to rate data from our show. No, this is Riley's, right?
Riley's.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of a separate thing, not just for the show, but... So, a quick refresher, because this is the first time you've been on the show proper.
Yep.
We did this like 3 weeks ago, and I don't remember the questions we asked.
Who's your favorite Power Ranger?
My favorite Power Ranger from the seasons that you all have watched, I'm going to go with Chad.
Chad? He's good. He's dumb, and I love him.
It's the reason that I picked this episode to come on.
I love Chad episodes because every other... character spotlight episodes are like pretty regular Power Ranger episodes, and then Chad's are like, let's get weird with this one. Let's have him fight, let's have him do the Karate Kid but with a demon instead. Let's have him do the Little Mermaid. Yeah, sure, let's do it. Let's have him fight Frank and Brian, all that stuff. Chad's good. What about not from the stuff you've seen so far? So like all Power Rangers, who's your favorite?
From all the Power Rangers, I think my favorite is going to be Sir Ivan of Xandar.
Which season is that?
He's from Dino Charge. You know, one of the million of Rangers that's in that season.
Okay. Is he a prince or an alien?
He's a knight.
Or an alien prince. Oh, yeah, right. He would be a knight, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's Sir Ivan. He's a knight.
Okay. Well, looking forward to that. How long until we catch up until we get to Dino Charge?
Let me pull it up.
You got a list handy?
Yeah, I'm very excited to get to Bill and Ted's Excellent Rangers.
Dino Charge, if you all keep up, would be spring, summer of 2024.
Oh, cool, cool.
That's only 6 years.
That's longer. That's farther ahead than we've been doing the show thus far.
It's only 6 years, though.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Benny.
Glad to be here.
What's your favorite... What the hell else do we...
Season.
What's your favorite season? This isn't a bit. I just don't remember what the questions are between guests, even if they're right next to each other.
At this point, it is Dino Charge is my favorite, with Jungle Fury right behind it.
Okay. Is it Dino Charge including Super Dino Charge or Dino Super Charge or whatever, or... Just the first one. Both.
I do not distinguish between the regular and the super seasons. They're all the same season. It's 40 episodes.
I don't think we're gonna do that either. Just because.
Could you imagine if like they started with the rescue Megazord, and then when they got another one, it was a different season?
That would be so weird.
Because that's all it is, right? They get a power up, and then they have a new name.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, Megaforce is a little different because it's based off of two different Sentai seasons.
Super Megaforce is the biggest ball drop in Power Rangers history.
Yep.
I can't wait to get there and just be mad the whole time at all the stuff they could have done but didn't do. Who's your favorite villain or monster? You got one of those? This is a new one because I can't remember anything else that we asked guests.
Oh, that's a good question, too. I wasn't prepared for that one. I don't know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. Mine's Pumpkin Wrapper, which is very easy. And yours is Pudgy Pig.
It's Pudgy Pig, yeah.
And if we go like Big Bads, it's Astronema. I also do love Nadira, but she's not the Big Bad. She's
I don't
like
know
a hench.
Who that is yet.
You'll see her. That's my pink-haired murder babe. She's coming up next season. She's great.
I guess it would be Astronema. Archerina's not a Big Bad. But she's my favorite, like, not Monster of the Week villain.
It's pretty good. But hey, Benny, do we ask any other questions of our guests that you know of?
I can't think
See,
of
it's tricky, right? I don't think so. Anyway, if you're new here and we don't have a guest, what we do is we pause the recording. I mean, even when we do have a guest, we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you've got Netflix or the DVDs, because Lightspeed Rescue rules. So, hey, there's some real big stinkers, but other than that's just Power Rangers. Every season of Power Rangers has some real big stinkers. So we're going to go watch, what's this one called?
Neptune's Daughter.
Neptune's Daughter.
Rescue Ready. Ready.
And we're back, and we just watched Neptune's Daughter. And if you were expecting a mermaid, congratulations. You win the prize.
Yay. No more guests this season.
Every time we have a guest, there's a mermaid. Except for when Scoot was on. Was Scoot on this season?
I think he was.
Yes, he was on for... Was there a secret mermaid in that one?
There might have been. We didn't look in the background.
Was there a water scene? Maybe there was a mermaid hiding underneath.
There might have been. Yeah, there's always a... Now that I know there's mermaids in Power Rangers, there can always be a mermaid
there's
in the
always,
water.
There's always a mermaid 8 feet away from you.
That's on the table forever now.
But yeah, I mean, I specifically picked this episode because it had a mermaid in it, because I'm actually friends with a real mermaid.
With a real... Or the mermaid from the show?
With a mermaid.
Okay. I was like, you know Marina and you didn't tell us? Benny, how dare you?
No, my friend's name is Essie the mermaid.
Nice. I'm definitely going to have some questions about that in a couple minutes. But first, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's jakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. Now updated with, at the very least, Turbo, and possibly by now in space.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I forgot I said I was going to do
you
that.
You definitely did say that.
I'll
so.
Do it.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't take long if I don't have to add all the picture names.
Yeah, I'll get the pictures eventually. That's on me. It's the less fun part of doing the show. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on PodKnife and PodBay and PodMarina.
No.
That's a new one. We're on PodDocs. That's Stop. Where you get all your cool boat podcasts.
Please.
Boats only. There is an episode of Rabbits. It does take place on a boat. So you
Please
can get
Rabbits
on PodDocs.
I hate you.
Oh,
and Podnets.
And Podnets, yeah.
Podnets.net.
And that Pod.net. That'll sink all your podcasts to the bottom of the ocean and drown them, even if they can breathe underwater. So if you want to leave us a rating and review on any of those places, go ahead and do that, please. Even the fake ones. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some new stuff in return, including Tattered Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes and occasional bonus audio of us having to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog or Mario Odyssey, or we did. What was it that we talked about the other day before we came back?
We talked about Soul Calibur on air.
Did that make it to? That might have all been cut.
I don't know if it made it, but I know we were in the middle
of
it.
We talked
episode.
About a lot of Soul Calibur.
I just recently upped my patronage.
You did. Thank you.
Nice.
Very much appreciated. So we normally on Fridays we do. Emails and stuff. We did some of those on Monday. So we're just going to jump right in. Benny, are you ready to talk about this wonderful episode?
Let's do it.
So we start off in what they are trying to do a fake out. They're really trying for it to be a fake out. Here's the problem. It can't be a fake out because they're all wearing beach gear. They're all in their beach outfits. And Carter's like very serious. Like, we got to go. Let's go. I'm trying to do very serious voice Carter, but they're definitely wearing their beach clothes. So I know there's not a threat. Because they're about to just do some fun beach stuff. And then they just...
Is this the beach trip from the end of the last episode?
No, because Joel is wearing a different shirt.
You're right.
He's wearing a gray tank top instead of a white one.
Ah, Joel.
So they're just going to the beach again. And also, he wasn't allowed to go that one. He had to run 10 miles.
That's true. I would say maybe the commander was like just dunking on him. But no, he made him run those 10 miles.
Oh,
I know
sure.
He did.
Everybody hates Joel.
But yeah, it's like a single beat of, oh no, what's happened? Oh, they're just going to the beach. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's because there's so much ground they have to cover in this episode that it's just like, we want to do this, but we can't do it fully, commit to it. So just like, yeah, a beat, and then they move on.
Yeah. So they run out onto the beach and Chad doesn't. He like mopes out. Kelsey stops. She's like, come on, let's go surfing. And she like runs out and he like slowly walks to the beach and drops his board and sits down. And she's like, I know something's wrong when you don't want to go surfing. And he's like, I just miss. And does he say Marina by name?
He doesn't. Kelsey's just like, oh, this again.
Still talking about the mermaid, your mermaid girlfriend who has to live in the water and you can't see her. And he's like, yeah. So then we cut to a sunken ship. I remember how last time when there was a mermaid episode, we were like, is this just going to be literally the Little Mermaid? No. No, that's this episode. Because she swims to her dad, King Neptune, who is, I'm pretty sure, the sorcerer of the sands. I'm pretty sure it's the same man.
He looks awfully familiar. If he's not the sorcerer of the sands, he's played Santa Claus in something.
Oh, he definitely has a Santa Claus vibe, for yeah. sure.
And at first I was like, is this all underwater? But no, I think she's just on wires.
You can tell the difference between somebody's hair underwater and somebody's hair being blown by a fan.
Yeah.
And her hair is being blown by a fan.
The far shot definitely set it up to look like, oh, maybe they're underwater. Look, she's swimming. And he's just like sitting there with his hand out like, oh, my daughter.
Yeah, there's no way they put this old man at the bottom of a dunk tank.
In the next scene, or the next time that we come to this sunken ship, I thought the wire work was actually really good.
Yeah, with the monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. She floats in. She's like, Dad, what's up? Hey, Benny, I hope you took good notes on this part because I literally don't remember because we're like, is that Marina? I don't think that's Marina. Oh, yeah, it is. We're just used to her hair being wet and we couldn't tell.
What? Yes, it was her.
No, we know. We figured it out, but we were too busy arguing about it. We don't know what he said.
Yeah, what were they talking about?
He's old, and she's spending too much time pining over that boy, and I love that he calls Chad that boy the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's just basically she has to inherit the family business.
Of running a sunken ship. / Cracker Barrel. So,
no, just trying to imagine the souvenirs in that Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah, it's just the same thing. It's like, here's a Checkers set, it's but they're starfish and clams instead of Checkers. A
bunch of like Trident lollipops.
Yeah. So then we cut to the theme song, and when we come back, the demons, the three demons that were not destroyed at the end of the last episode. Spoilers, Benny. I know you've seen the season, so you know, but yeah.
I'm good.
It's Diabolico and Loki and Vipra, and they're watching Neptune on their portal TV, and they're like, there he is. We hate him. That Neptune with his big fork. And then they're like, they hatch a plan. They're like, we gotta go get that big fork. And he's like, well, we can't go underwater. You know that, Diabolico. And he's like, yes, but one demon can.
This whole scene, Loki is talking. Like, he's explaining something to a dumb kid for the fifth time. He's like, we can't go underwater because we'll die, Diabolico. And he's like, yes, but I have a monster friend. And they pull out, like, a treasure map.
This map is so weird and so specific. The three things that he talks about are the three things on the map. And that's it.
I think there's four things on the map. Because there's the demon swamp. Or the bog, or the lagoon, whatever he called it.
Right, where the wet demon lives.
Where the wet demon lives. The only wet demon lives in the lagoon. And then there's the Lightspeed Aqua Base. And then there is...
the ocean.
Then there is the ocean, the bottom of the ocean with the sunken ship. And then he goes up from there, and there's like the coast of Mariner Bay. And that's it. And it's everything he talked about in that last sentence. It's all on this map.
He had to have made this specifically for this meeting.
This is a demon PowerPoint.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't have PowerPoint where demons live.
He just had to, like, because he's like, all right, I know Loki's dumb. I'm going to have to get a visual aid for him or something, or else he's never going to get it. So they show, and also, if you know that one demon can go underwater, why didn't you call him earlier?
Didn't think they needed him.
Like, call him when the Power Rangers suck at being Power Rangers. Have that be your first demon. Right?
Yeah. Well, maybe not though. And I don't know. It's hard. I'm not a good strategic thinker. It's hard to be like, do I play my good thing first or do I wait and use it to clean up?
This was not a good application of his power set.
No.
Well, I mean, that's the bad guy way.
They just hate winning, those bad guys. So they're going to steal the Trident and drain Mariner Bay, and then they'll attack the Aqua Base afterwards. And Viper's like, no one can stop us. And then Jinxer's like around a pillar, and he's like, oh, you think so?
He's got a vial of Ninja Turtle ooze.
He's got some Ecto Cooler. He's got High C Ecto Cooler, or an
that
invisibility
makes you, that makes you invisible.
An invisibility potion for season one. The deepest callback. We did it. So here's the thing, though. She's like, no one can stop us once we do this plan. And Jinx is like, oh, you'll see. Someone will be able to. And then doesn't. Like, he does nothing about this plan at all. So we cut from there to Jinxer, like, bumping his head on a cave entrance.
Just randomly. Like, why couldn't we have saved and cut this scene and actually done the real fake out at the beginning?
Yeah, right?
It's so bizarre. Something. Jinxer just has to back his head into a cave. We need to get that footage in.
Here's what I think happened. I think the guy in the suit bumped his head on accident, and they just added a line of dialogue instead of doing another take.
Probably.
So he goes in, and Olympias like, who's there? I'm Olympias. So great hiding job, Olympias. You're wounded, and if you were like...
He uses the only arm he can lift to like hold his sword forward. It's like, dude, you can't do anything with that.
Like, what if this was so... Like, if this was Diabolico, who didn't know you were there, and you're like, hey, it's me, who's there? You'd be dead. You'd be dead right now. But he's like, no, it's me, it's Jinxer, don't worry. I brought you some High C Ecto Cooler. This'll fix you right up.
Drink this tasty sugar water.
It's melon flavored.
It's I believe officially it is citrus.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. That's not a flavor. That's a food group. That's a genus of fruits.
Every single one of them is an Ecto Cooler.
So it's like when you go to Taco Bell and you're like, I don't know what I want. I'll get a little bit of everything, and you drink that nasty soda drink. But that's High C Ecto Cooler, but with all the fruits.
All the citrus.
All the citrus fruits. A little bit lemon, a little bit lime, a little bit orange juice.
It's pineapple in there.
A little pineapple.
Mango.
This is bad.
That's not a citrus.
I'm pretty sure mango's a citrus.
I think I meant tangerine.
Oh, like Tangy from Animal Crossing.
You all make my head hurt.
You asked to be on this one, Benny.
I did. Self-inflicted wound.
Yeah. So, what happens? He's like, drink this High C Ecto Cooler. You're going to love it. You're a baby. Babies love High C Ecto Cooler. It's year 2000. It's still in print.
In print?
Production?
They did reprint it recently.
Tomato, tomato. So... Then he's like, I'll let them think you died in the shadow world. Except, if you'll recall, he was definitely a giant dragon rampaging through Mariner Bay last episode. I guess no one caught
it's
that.
It's weird because you could definitely say it looked like he died in that battle. Like, we'll let them think the Rangers killed you.
Yeah.
But instead he says, no, we'll let them think you're still trapped or dead in the shadow world.
I don't get it. Why did they do this?
I do like the infighting between the villain group. I like when that shows up in the seasons.
Yeah, I think especially this season, it really works because like there's like the entire first like 15 episodes or so is Diabolico basically being told that they're going to give his like cool spot to a baby if he doesn't like get it right. And then eventually they do. And they're like, oh, well, that's over. And then he comes back and they're like, no, they're still fighting. I wish they would have been a family like they are in GoGo 5. I think that would have been a real good thing.
Instead, it's the sad story of nepotism gone wrong.
Neptunism.
Joshua.
Because this is an episode about Neptune. I think Penny's going to hang up on us.
So we cut from there to them summoning Aquafiend. They're at a lagoon. It's just like a nasty pond, right? That's all a lagoon is.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a lagoon and a swamp? That's not like a joke I'm setting up.
Stink?
know.
I think you can actually have like nice clearwater lagoons, and I think the lagoons are maybe closer to the ocean, like more salt water.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm making it up. But this body water is specifically not salt water.
Yes. Which is important later. So we cut from there. They summon up Awkwafina. He does not look anything like the picture. I don't know if anyone else caught that. The picture they had on the little map is like this green boy.
It's like
boy.
Swamp Thing.
It's like this Swamp Thing green boy. And they're like, here's our purple Kappa friend, Awkwafina, who's the same that I drew the picture of. Don't worry. And I think he just probably ran out of purple crayon when he was making the map. And he's like, I'll just use green. It'll be fine. It's close enough. Then we cut to a scene back on the sunken ship. And it's Awkwafina like slowly sinking in and sneaking around while Neptune takes a nap at 2 p.m.
This is why Marina needs to take over. Yeah. Like, Neptune's right. She needs to become queen of the ocean or whatever because he's taking a nap.
He can't run this Cracker Barrel all by himself.
When they were talking earlier, did they fight? Like, did she leave in a huff?
No, she was just sad because she likes that boy. So
she's off sulking about that boy.
No, I think I remember that she said something like, I know who can help us. And he's like, oh, that boy, huh?
That's after. That's after he loses his trident.
Yeah. Oh, then I got no idea why she left. She's like, I'm not ready for this responsibility, Dad. I got a lot of mermaid stuff to do. I got a lot of dingle hoppers to find. I'll be back. Because it's the Little Mermaid. From the Little Mermaid? That's what you call the fork? Called a Dinglehopper.
Is she a grandma?
A Little like, Mermaid?
Dinglehopper? It sounds like something a grandma is well, like. No. She can't think of the word for something, no. But she needs you to give it to her.
The seagull is the one who told her the names of all the objects. And he definitely has grandpa vibes. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. So hand me that Dinglehopper over there.
So
what is that, Graham? The fork.
So, real quick, my friend Jordan from high school, his grandma did that with animals. She called every animal Dagmar.
Dagmar?
Dagmar.
Like as a name or like that's the animal is
no,
a Dagmar?
Every animal was named Dagmar. Okay. And we could never figure out if she was doing a bit or not. We're like, Jordan, does your grandma think that that dog's name is Dagmar and the cat's name is Dagmar? Or is she just pulling one over on us? Anyway, shout out to Jordan's grandma and the name Dagmar.
For all you cool Dagmars out there listening.
Hey, if you're a Dagmar and you're listening, email us. We'd like to know that you exist. As people are still naming their kids Dagmar this late in the game. So Awkwafina steals a trident because he's taking a nap. He's just super duper taking a nap. He even like bumps it on the chair and he's like, He's like, oh, oops.
He bumps it on the chair and then slowly pulls it out and Neptune's still sleeping. And then Awkwafina wipes his brow, yeah. And I can't decide, is that really funny or just really infuriating?
Scoot was watching this one with us, and Awkwafina wipes his beak. And Scoot was like, did you just wipe sweat off your beak underwater?
I mean, there's a lot wrong with this, right? Like, yeah. He's an underwater monster. Underwater things don't sweat, typically.
Well, it might be, like, him just making a joke of himself, of just, like, pantomiming, right. Like, wiping sweat off his brow. But, like, there's not enough context to know if that's what they meant or if this monster sweats underwater.
That's Power Rangers in a nutshell, right? Like, did they intend for this thing or do they just not get it?
Power Rangers, not enough context.
Is Jordan's grandma in charge of Power Rangers? And we just don't know if it's been a big joke on us the whole time. So we come back.
No, because then Marina's name would be Dagmar.
All of the monsters would be named Dagmar.
Marina is short for Dagmarina. Obviously. I'm hoping I don't start giggling about that because I think that's a very funny joke. So then Marina comes in, and we don't know how long has passed between the theft of the trident and him leaving and her coming in.
I'm assuming about 2 hours he's still been sleeping.
He just woke up and noticed. She comes in, she's like, "Dad, what's up? Where's your big fork?" And he's like, "Ah, I don't know. I just had it." And then they say, like, does he assume, like, ah, demons probably took it?
I think so. And Marina's like, "I know someone who can get it back."
"You mean that boy?"
"That boy." And she's like, "Yeah, that boy helped us before."
She tells him, like, "That boy is a Power Ranger."
Yeah, so not only are there mermaids in this world, but the mermaids know about the Power Rangers.
There's still only one mermaid and an ocean king.
He does not have a flipper, does he?
I mean, his robes are so long.
No, he does.
Does he?
It's poking out just at the bottom, but you can see he has a tail.
Okay. I didn't look that hard. I thought his robes were just too long and he had feet.
Again, I would not put it past Power Rangers to be like, "Yeah, boys have feet, but mermaids don't. Mermaids are girls, and that's it. There's no boy mermaids."
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Okay, Benny, you need to tell us right now. Does this mermaid come back again? Does this season end with Chad becoming a mermaid and swimming off into the ocean? Because it seems like it might.
In my heart, that's how this season ends. Yes. That,
look, if the last episode 40 is everyone gets their happy ending, that has to be it for Chad.
Right.
So she's like, "All right, in order for me to get this trident back, I'm going to need to talk to that boy. And also, going to have to do The Little Mermaid, the movie. So you're going to need to give me legs." And he's like, "Well, you've had legs inside you the whole time. You know that."
It's weird because, I don't know, they make it sound like she needs to go to Ursula and get legs. But she just, I guess, can have them for a minute or two if she wants.
It's not clear if she could always do this or if she had to get Neptune's blessing in order to do this.
Yeah, because he's just like, "It's very dangerous," and she's like, "I'm gonna do it anyway," and she just swims off. Like, he doesn't give her legs. She just has them in a minute,
and his trident's gone, so like
he's just sitting
in
a ship.
Do magic.
He's just sitting in a ship all sad and tired.
Yeah. This poor Neptune. So we cut back to Chad moping. Chad's doing another mope. He loves moping so much. And then he hears, like, Chad from off screen, and I thought it was going to be Kelsey.
It sounded like Kelsey.
It sounded just like Kelsey. But nope, it's Marina, and she Honey Riders herself out of the water, and now she's got legs. Honey Rider is a Bond girl who came out of the water in the first one. Exactly like what Marina is doing in this. It has to be on purpose. She's like, "Hey, I need your help because, like, my dad's fork got stolen."
She dumps so much information on him. "The demons have Neptune's trident, and with it they can drain all the water, and I need you to get it back." And all Chad says is, "How?"
Oh, yeah. He's like, "I love you. I don't care. Let's do it."
I don't want to get a little too blue on this show, because we've been skirting the line lately. I feel like we've been dancing on that explicit tag for a little bit. But Marina, let's just say, has a healthy set of lungs. And I think Chad is like, "Yes, whatever. Absolutely anything. Whatever you want."
I mean, her coming out of the water for a moment there, it's like, is this just Chad's fantasy occurring right now? Should we stop recording immediately?
Yeah,
what's
I feel like
happening?
I shouldn't be here. Like, I need to. I'm sorry, Chad. I didn't mean to interrupt your very personal, private moment.
He just got confirmation of the god Neptune, and he's not fazed by that at all. I guess if you fight demons every day, you accept gods also exist.
Sure, and he's in love with a mermaid.
And he's in love with a mermaid, who now has legs.
Yep, but also, she can only have them for a little bit outside of seawater, and that's, again, very important. So then we cut to Aquafiend draining all the water from Mariner Bay. He's in his lagoon. He's got the trident, and he pokes it in the ground at the bottom. And then we cut to a shot of, and that's Sentai footage. And we cut to a shot of American footage of just like some bubbles coming up from the middle of the lagoon. And Diabolical's like, "Yes, I think." Was he there this time?
I don't know.
Or did I just imagine him standing on screen going, "Aha, we did it"?
I feel like he was there because I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Okay. And it's just like, okay, cool, all the water's draining. Then we cut to a woman, and she's got, like, curlers in her hair. It's probably early, and she's, like, getting ready for the day. And so she goes to get some water from her bubbler, and there's no water in it. A bubbler is a water fountain, is what we call water fountains in New England, if anyone is wondering.
Is that a thing that you normally have inside your house?
No.
No. I mean, you can buy them at, like, Walmart. Because I remember the Walmart we worked at sold the big jugs.
Yeah.
And people would buy them all the time. They were paying the butt to put in carts.
Because I've only ever seen something like this in an office setting. So it's like, why does this woman have this in her house when she could just use her sink? Which is what she does next.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, was it an actual bubbler or was it like a fountain in the fridge door?
Oh, no. I don't think we saw the actual water jug, but it definitely was the, like,
the nozzle,
the blue and red nozzle for hot and cold bubbler water. But, like, how did that get drained? It's an isolated source.
Yep.
That doesn't matter. The rule is it drains all the water from Mariner Bay.
But it's supposed to drain the ocean.
All the water.
And then her tap goes off, which also is not ocean water, I hope. you can't be drinking ocean water. And then we cut to just, like, all the water's gone. Like a sprinkler goes out and probably something else. But
it
does
show a lake, like, gradually getting less and less full.
Okay.
Draining. It shows a lake draining.
Or evaporating? I don't know. I like that they don't completely empty the lake, that it's just the process of it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are in the process of it, and it's only been, like, a second. Because, like, Chad is still, him and Marina are running through the woods trying to get to the lagoon because she knows exactly where it is. And at one point he's like, come on, hurry up. And she's like, hey, I've had legs for a minute. Can you, like, give me a second? I'm not good at this yet. And then they stop and I forget what she tells him. She's like, yeah, the lagoon's up here or something. What does she say to him?
I think this is when she's like, I can only be out of water for a couple minutes at a time.
That's in a second after she gets...
Yeah, later.
She gets like a stomach cramp.
Right.
From drying out.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's just that way.
Something like that. And then baddies attack and two of them grab her. And then Chad is like, I do not think so. I will not hold to this. And Chad is very good at karate.
It's a really good fight.
He ruckuses them. It's very good. The actor's name is Mike Chat. In the intro, it's a much longer word that I never remembered.
Chaturanta, but
sure.
I don't know how to say it, but those are the letters in it.
I found him on Instagram, and it just says Mike Chat, like, in his thing. So at one point he was like, oh, this is not going to work out for me if I do this. So maybe if I just heard this name once, I'd be like, oh, of course, it's Chat of something, but I don't remember. I don't remember what you said already.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. But yeah, Mike Chat is a very handsome man, and he's barely wearing a shirt for the rest of this episode, and I'm totally fine with that.
Carter also takes his shirt off, but we don't get to see his ab situation. He's running into the water in the beginning, so I can't compare. I have a running list of which Red Rangers had the best abs, as TJ by a mile at this point. Chat could, I think, give him a run for his money.
Not a Red Ranger, though.
Not a Red Ranger. Sorry, Chad.
Dim's the rules.
Those are the rules. But if we had a list of Blue Rangers with the best abs, you're the only one. No, TJ also.
TJ is also a Blue Ranger.
sorry, Chad, you're number two. So they stop, and he fights the baddies, and he's, again, very good at karate. I love that most Chad episodes are like, we need to have a good unmorphed fight scene with Chad. Every other episode is like, they can morph and just fight, it's fine. But they're like, no. We know what his big strength is, and we're going to use it. So then, after he beats them all back, they disappear, and Marina, like, is next to a rock, and she's like, oh, my God. He's like, what's wrong? And she's like, I should have told you. Mermaids can only be out of seawater for, like, a little bit. And he's like, yes, you should have told me that.
I have a question, and I have to figure out how to do this while still not, you know, going explicit, but are we sure she can't stay out of the water for very long, or is she just experiencing cramps for the first time in her life?
That That's what I thought.
Here's what happened. She had a real big meal right before she came on land. But she did not wait 30 minutes before she got out of the water. Because it's opposite for mermaids.
Mermaids is opposite.
Headcanon accepted.
Yeah. At first, I was like, that's exactly where, and again, hey, the three of us, not experts on this subject, even a little bit, but that is typically where I have seen women hold their stomachs when they have cramps, and so I was like, what a bad day, like, hey, I came out of the water, and the first thing that happens is my uterine walls try to destroy me. Oh, great. What a great day for you, Marina. But no, she's just drying out.
I think so. We see her a little bit later, and she's got, like, I don't know if she just has some sand on her arm or if they put makeup on it so that she looked like she was drying out.
Yeah, I think her legs did something like that, too, but it was so quick, yeah, I couldn't understand the effect. Yeah,
it's hard to tell if it's intentional or if she just got some sand on her from the ground.
I think it was intentional, and because when I saw her legs, it definitely looked like kind of like her skin was peeling, like after a sunburn, but, like, all at once instead of gradual, so there's just like a layer of dead skin over, but that was kind of the, she's drying out. Like, you know that you can't stay out of salt water for very long, and you didn't think to, like, grab a bucket, just like get a jug of salt water just in case for, like, an emergency,
any port in a storm.
Yeah, just no car washes nearby that you could jump into. So are the aqua rangers just mermaids?
No.
But with legs.
Alien mermaids
but with legs.
Yeah, they're
that's why they have hair.
Yep. And weird heads, big brain heads.
Yep, because they're so smart.
They're aliens.
Fix Billy.
And aliens' brains are on the outside.
What a good evolutionary trait to have. I hate the aqua rangers.
Maybe you just think that's their brains.
Oh,
right. Or it's just like real thick tissue.
I mean, I've seen squids, right? And they're aliens. So and they live on Earth, but they're definitely not from here. I don't trust a squid at all. So she's like, go on without me, I'll be fine. And he's like, okay. She's like, you need to get the Trident back or else both of our worlds are doomed.
They were just attacked in this spot by batlings.
Yeah.
But he leaves her there against a rock.
Yeah. Well, he's a little stupid. So he runs and he does a running morph. And then he gets to the lagoon and the others show up immediately. And they're like, Chad, what's up? We're here somehow.
I like that he says there's no time to explain. And then he doesn't explain. He just jumps into the water.
Yeah, he just dives in.
A Power Rangers first. It has to be. But I also like that he jumps in the water.
Why didn't he tell them to go watch Marina?
He forgot. No time to explain, Josh. So he jumps in the water, and we cut to Sentai footage of the Blue Rangers swimming around. And then we cut back to the other Rangers just standing there like, he's probably fine. He probably knows what he's doing. Nobody wanted to go help. Like, Kelsey, you don't want to, like, tag team? I know you can't because of the Sentai footage, but, like, you all look like you're very bad Power Rangers right now, where you're like, yeah, there's probably a trouble down there, but Chad's got it.
To be fair, they don't actually have a clue what's going on right now.
That's true.
Because there was no time to explain.
That's true. And also, he's the Blue Ranger, so he's the only one that can breathe underwater.
Right.
I'm assuming.
Well, as soon as you say that, Joel says, he's been down there too long, we have to go in after him.
They don't get to. There's an underwater fight. He fights Aqua Fiend, and then we cut between that and a bunch of baddies attacking. It's weird. There's like a lot of Sentai footage in this, but Carter's never in it, and it's for one shot later. It's just a little weird. Like, you could have just shot, like, the whole thing at the lagoon.
It's so strange what they choose to just, like, use American footage for and not.
Apparently, there was a monster earlier this season that we were like, why do they keep doing some sides of him American footage, but other shots? Like, there's, like, an insert shot of American footage, but not. And someone told us that, like, he's got, like, his name in Japanese written on his belt or something. and they just didn't want to show that because they think we'd be confused, despite the fact that, like,
we've seen every, that on Monsters before.
Every human alive knows that Power Rangers comes from a Japanese show. Like, no one's surprised. It's still on every BuzzFeed list of, like, 10 things you didn't know about Power Rangers. But, like, we did. BuzzFeed.
And little kids wouldn't realize what it was. It wouldn't, like, spoil the illusion for them.
No. Yeah. They would think it's, like, demon letters.
Yeah, it's just demon letters or whatever. Vipra, we cut back to Marina, and there's, like, a stepping sound. She's like, Chad, and looks over, and it's Vipra there. And there is zero mention of their history, like, of the fact that she's the one that tricked Marina into almost killing Chad.
Tried to... or she's also the one that tried to drown her.
Yeah. They just, like, cut away from it. It's just like, I'm going to menace you.
I do like that she walks up. She doesn't say anything, but she, like, nods her chin at her, like, sup.
Yeah, I'm back.
It's so weird.
We cut back to Chad, and he, the fight finishes with him. First of all, Awkwafina can shoot lightning underwater. Cool power. That didn't fry everyone under there, so that's neat.
Demon magic.
Sure. And then Chad uses his rescue rope and, like, whips him. And uses that to, like, bounce off of him and grab the trident and swim back out. And he jumps out of the water and he throws it to Carter so Carter can be outside of footage and come back in a second. And then they all line up and they get blasted by Awkwafina and they're about to get killed. And then Carter jumps in and shoots him, even though, like, it's like in the Sentai, I know exactly what happened. Like, the Red Ranger's not there right now and he makes the save. But in Power Rangers, Carter's just, like, to the left a little and, like, well, I'm going to see how this plays out. Maybe they got it. Oh, they got shot by lightning? I'll give it a second.
It is noticeably, like, the editing here is noticeably a little bit off because of those weird things. And it's fascinating to see how they include the Sentai footage and kind of the workarounds that they have to do to get to a functional episode, and they do. It's a good episode, but yeah, there's always those little moments that are just a little bit weird.
Yeah, this is the big problem that I'm not looking forward to when the cameras start being the same and they start, like, matching up, like, and you can't tell when they're in Sentai footage and when they're in American, because, like, it's one of the things I like about the show is being able to see the seams and be like, oh, you had to put this together from, like, this is a Frankenstein, you know. But, like, once they all looks the same, it's going to be like, are there special effects? If there are, then maybe it's a Sentai. If not, then it's probably Power Rangers.
You'll be able to tell in Dino Charge because the sleeves on some of the costumes do not match between the Sentai and the American costumes.
See, that's the little stuff we're going to have to start watching out for once it goes HD.
I think when we ranked the costumes, we noticed something weird with the sleeves. Are they, like, darker in the Sentai?
I think it's different depending on which ranger it is, but, like, okay. I don't think the core five rangers you have that problem, but with Gold and I think not Pewter.
What, there's so many colors to choose from.
One of
Cerulean,
the gray
Vermilion,
one.
Lavender.
Like, the gray one I think has a weird sleeve coloring issue. I think one of the others does too.
Okay, good to know. Hey, Jake from 2024, remember this. You're not going to remember this, you idiot. I don't remember Turbo, mostly. I don't remember Lost Galaxy, a lot of it.
Set a reminder on your phone right now for 2024 to listen to episode 372.
I'm not going to have this phone in 2024, I hope.
Sync it to iCloud.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't remember a lot of the fight. I didn't write a ton of it down. But at one point, Carter definitely swings in on a rope, grabs Awkwafina. Like, remember how in, like, the second episode, how Jason landed on Billy and swung him around when he was doing the rope climb?
Oh, yeah.
No.
And it's like, it's just like massive thighs are, like, around Billy's head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that, but it's Carter and Awkwafina, and he swings him into a tree, and there's definitely a boink sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
He boinks his nose into the tree. It is the one cartoon sound effect so far this season. It's so weird. That's what happens when you don't have Bulk and Skull to provide your cartoon sounds for the whole time.
It was a very weird, very deliberate choice.
Yeah.
Someone was like, and boink.
Like, they saw him hitting a tree and they're like, that's not enough.
We could put a thud. No, he's not hitting it very hard.
No, it's we want it to be goofy. Okay, just put a boink in there. I know we've got plenty of boinks from the Bulk and Skull archives.
Every time they get their eyes poked.
Remember when they would like turn their heads and be like, womp, womp.
Every time they like, moved any part of their body, it had a sound effect.
Sound designers must have had a ball on that. Just go nuts. Just do whatever you want. Whenever they do anything.
Bulk would like walk down the hall and be like, womp, 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 womp. I miss those two.
I really like that this episode does, or this season doesn't actually have a clown character or clown characters.
Yeah.
I tend to like the seasons that don't have those characters. except Jungle Fury. Fran is great. I love her.
I also like when there's not like an explicitly goofy clown character who has sound effects, except for Bulk and Skull, because like
anytime, yeah, anytime there's a new one now, it's just like they're trying to do that again, and it's never as good. They're not trying to do like a different kind of goofy clown.
Yeah, and I mean Joel is kind of a different kind of goofy clown, but like in a bad, gross way.
Problematic.
Yeah. So. Viper shows up after they destroy him. They blow him up.
It's
with
gross.
The trident? Did they use the trident?
No, they shoot him.
They just shoot him? Okay. Of course. Yeah, it's just a bunch of wet meat falls on the ground. Just a wet, charred meat. It's wet and burnt at the same time. It's impressive.
So gross.
So then Viper shows up. And she's like, give me the trident now. And he's like, no, why would we do that? And she's like, ta-da, and motions over, and some baddies bring up Marina, who's now, like, definitely covered, like, her arm and probably her leg. We don't really get a good shot of it. So she's like...
Yeah, I think this is when I noticed her arm.
Yeah, she's definitely been out of salt water for too long. She should have brought a jug. I was hoping she would have some sort of Aquaman super strength from, like, all the... Like, living underwater is a lot of pressure, so you're, like, very dense. But no, she just, like...
She's just a person when she has legs.
Yeah, that's it.
This part, Viper says, give me the trident or I will kill Marina. And Chad says, yeah, okay.
there's not even like a, how do I know you're going to do it? It's just immediately like, okay, here it is. I'm sorry.
And Marina is like, well, now hold on. Pump the brakes, Chad. She'll kill everybody with that.
So maybe don't. And then I don't remember...
Marina says she will use that to kill everybody, and Chad says, I had no idea it was that powerful.
Because here's the thing. He said there's no time to explain, because he didn't know. Marina's like, yeah, Neptune's trident, demons have it. We got to go. And he's like, sure. And he was staring at her chest the whole time. He didn't hear a word she said. And so then he's like, no time to explain. He's like, there's no time to explain, because I can't.
That's exactly right. Oh, that's actually really smart on his part. Like, I can't explain this, so I won't.
Yeah, I'm just going to dive into the lagoon. Look, sometimes someone will say something to me and I won't hear it. And then someone else will ask about that thing. And I wish there was a lagoon for me to dive into, too. So I get it, Chad. I get it. This happens. This next thing, just I don't know what the connective tissue. She's like, it'll destroy everyone. And Chad's like, I didn't know. That's crazy. That's wow. That's a lot. And then she's like, this'll push your buttons or whatever. This'll make you.
Yeah.
So what happens is Chad starts having this crisis because he's a Power Ranger and he needs to save the world, but he also doesn't want the love of his life to die. And he has absolutely no idea what to do. So Viper thinks this is the perfect time to give him something to punch.
Yeah, so she's like, trap cards the monster, and he grows. He's like stomping around. He's like, and is this the same voice as Memorace?
It might be the same guy. I'm not going to look up because I was so disappointed that the last one wasn't David Fielding.
I don't know if those episodes have aired yet. But yeah, I don't know. He's just like also a little Australian, so I don't know. I don't know if it's him or not. So then. He's like, okay, good. Now that there's like a crisis going on, I can think again. And then he summons up the Mega Battle, his Mega Battle, which is terribly named again.
Yeah, because Carter, I think Carter's like, we're going to go fight him. You take care of this.
No, that's in a
minute.
Oh, no,
that's after. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, he sums up his Mighty Max Mega Man Battler. And it's, we haven't seen it since the episode they debuted in, and I was certain we were never going to see them again. But here they are.
Of all the people to remember, Chad remembers that he has one.
Yep. So then he sprays Viper and some baddies.
He sprays the demons.
And they can't do water.
I do like that Marina has a moment where she isn't just the helpless damsel. She actually pushes the batlings? Baddies?
We call them baddies.
I'm pretty sure they're batlings, but... Yeah.
So she actually pushes them away from her and gets out of the way so that Chad can, you know, shoot them with a high-powered hose. And I like that she's not just the helpless damsel that always needs to be rescued.
Yeah, she's soon to be Queen of the Cracker Barrel, the Underwater Cracker Barrel Empire, so, like, you should have a little agency. They all disappear because they don't like to be wet. The demons like to be dry, so they're like, all right, we got to go sit in a warm room. So we need to get a fan or a blow dryer or something. So they disappear. And then Chad demorphs and runs over, and I was like, Chad, spray Marina. Even if it's not seawater, it couldn't hurt, right?
Yeah, it could.
It could?
I actually went and looked this up. So if fish are, if fish live in salt water and they aren't like the kind that switch between salt and fresh water, then fresh water will actually kill them because they're used to that balance of salts. And if you put them into an environment that's imbalanced for the salt that they're used to, so it's just a bunch of fresh water, I'm pretty sure it'll cause their individual cells to pop because too much water flows into them. So yeah, fresh water is bad for mermaids.
Well, it's very good that he did not spray her with that.
You know who would know that? Chad.
Yeah, that's true.
Chad would absolutely know that. So he demorphs and he runs over and he's like, Marina, oh no. And she's like fainted. And the other ranger's like, we'll go take care of the big guy. You help her. He like picks her up and I guess runs off. And then the rest of it, we're just following the rangers. They run off. They call their Zords. They do a Zord fight.
I could not tell you a single thing that the Zords do.
Here's the single thing I can tell you. It grabs him by the collar and it headbutts the monster. Like the Zord headbutts the monster like three times and it's radical.
Carter says something before that, I think. He's like, I'll show you. Or they just headbutts the crap out of this giant Kappa.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Interspersed between this fight is like Chad running, and that's what I'm paying attention to, this dramatic love story unfolding.
Yes, the second greatest love story Power Rangers has ever told.
Yes.
They've had four entire conversations now. Then they kill the monster, and they're like, we gotta get back to the base, because they have the staff now, and I guess they know Chad's going there. I would assume Chad would just run to the ocean. But nope, he goes all the way to the aqua base. So we cut back, and it's dark, and she's in the little diver hole. We still don't know what that's called. I don't know the name for it. So she's floating in the dive hole, and Dr. Fairweather is there. What? It's not what's
floating,
funny.
Floating in the dive hole.
Floating in the dive hole.
It's a good album name.
Yeah. That's my favorite Motley Crue album. Floating in the dive hole. So Dr. Farrell is there. She's very somber. It's very quiet and like it's very like moody in there. And it's like done to pretty good effect. And so the others come in and Kelsey asks Dr. Fairweather, she's like, is she gonna be okay?
cut to Chad like April O'Neilling
water onto
her head. Like when it was Raph that was in the bathtub. It's exactly that, what he's doing, except she's in a diver hole and not a
clawfoot bathtub. Kelsey's like, is she going to be all right? And Dr. Farrell's like, well, there's no information on her species. Like, I have no idea how to help her. And also, you pointed out, Marina has a hospital bracelet on.
Yep.
I missed that.
She's got a little wristband on. It's only for 1 second as the camera like tilts up from the water up to Dr. Fairweather. But you could definitely see it on her wrist.
Well, Dr. Fairweather is a professional, and there are procedures that we should follow.
She's a real, actual doctor. So she would denote that you have to put some information on her bracelet and put it on them. It just says, like, Marina, mermaid? And a question mark, like,
sick.
Keep wet?
Salt water, not fresh.
No fresh water. And And so then then Neptune shows up, but he's made of water now.
It's like a PlayStation 2 graphic.
He looks like Chaos from the Sonic Adventure game. And he just like floats up. He's like, hey, what up, teens?
Bring me the Chaos Emerald.
And he's like, hey, thanks for protecting my land, my world. And they're like, yeah, thanks.
He doesn't ask for the trident. Chad's just like, oh, yeah, you probably should have this.
I thought he said something about it.
He thanks, not Chad, Carter. He thanks Carter. He's like, thank you, young man, as Carter's like handing it to him. I don't think he ever says, like, give that back to me.
I'm still stuck on why they spent their budget to make this CGI character instead of just having the actor. Was he just not available that day or something?
It's because he's a god, Benny.
He's magic. And what's wild is that they could have just had this guy like poke up from underwater and be like, thanks.
Here's what happened. They tried that and they were like, that's not going to work.
No, he looks terrible with a wet beard.
Now we just have an old wet man here.
Hey, someone get this damp guy out of here. He looks creepy. Also, maybe it's because, like, in universe, the kayfabe reason is that he's so old he can't swim all the way to the lightspeed base.
He can't leave the ship. He has to just like project through the water.
He can aqua project through. I don't know. But then he's like, all right, cool, and he gets the staff, and as soon as he touches the trident, it turns into water too. Which, again, looks, like, very bad.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but...
And then after, he's like, oh, right, my daughter. I should probably take her back. Cool, thanks. She said something about, like, I told you they'd save us. Or I think it's maybe before he shows up.
Yeah, she doesn't say a lot because she's dying.
She's dying she's like... of dryness. So then they go away, and we cut to the beach. And Chad's moping again.
So mopey.
So mopey Chad. And then from behind him, he hears Chad again. He turns around.
Again, I thought it was Kelsey.
And I thought it was Kelsey again.
Yep.
And it's not. It's Marina.
Because I thought, because the last Marina episode ended with Chad and Kelsey being like, oh, man.
Yeah, Kelsey being like, hey, you just met her.
And she's and a different species than you.
And him being like, remember when I told you I'd know when I found the one? It was this fish. She was the one.
And Kelsey is such a good friend that she supports him anyways.
Yep. Yep. She's like, no judgment. Look, the heart wants what the heart wants, and your heart wants a mermaid. I get it. It's fine. Then we get a long, slow pan up and down Marina to be like, whoa, she's got legs again.
As if she was going to be standing there with her fish tail.
And Chad's like, I thought you couldn't leave the water. She's like, yeah, I can't for very long. And he's like, oh no. And then I don't remember what she says something.
I can't remember what she said. She's like, I can only be out here for a couple minutes, but I just wanted to like see you and say hi. And he's like, well, just because you can't be out of the water doesn't mean we can't hang out. And what I thought was going to happen is we were going
to turn me into a mermaid.
No, not yet. We still have a few more episodes we have to get through before he's allowed to retire and be a mermaid. But I thought it was going to, like, they run off camera and then we cut to him in scuba gear swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
With her. But instead, they just run into the water and the episode ends.
Yep.
Well, we had to get in the footage of Jinxer bumping his head, so we didn't have time for that.
We had to pay for that somewhere, and it was here.
And they did have one scene earlier, I think, when Marina was going back to check on her dad of actual underwater shooting, and they were not about to do two scenes this time.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. But on the other side, they did build that weird pane of glass that they can put bubbles in so they can make it look like they're underwater. They already had that. They didn't need to make another one. So that's the end of the episode. Benny, you're the guest, and now it's time to, I think, poison your own list. Is this like breaking some sort of database code of conduct by putting your own thoughts and feelings into it?
Yes, but I'm a villain, so who cares?
All right, cool. What's the best?
I am going to go with the little storytelling moments, like the two of them holding hands, like right before they go running. It's just this quick shot of that. Or when Dr. Fairweather is like holding this tension, and it's just this beautifully filmed shot that just really conveys the emotion. And it happens throughout this whole episode. That was my favorite part.
My favorite, I think the best is.
I think.
You got one?
If you need a minute, I think the best is floating in the dive hole. That whole scene, just like you can feel the gravity of it, and it's very well done. And Dr. Fairweather, who is like, she's like, I'm a doctor, so I have to help, but I don't know how to help, so I'm just gonna like be here just in case.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try. I'll keep her wet, I guess. I don't know. I really liked that stuff.
I think I'm also gonna best that scene because, like, it like Benny said, like it was really well shot. Like there was like they did a lot of wider shots from different angles that they don't normally use, so like it looked like different, and that made it feel like special. In a way that, like, a lot of times that Power Rangers, you would just be like, it's the same shot of the same dive hole. You've seen it before. But they, like, lowered the lights and they, like, pulled back the camera a lot. And it was really good. So that's my best. Benny, what's the worst?
Viper.
Yeah, she bad, huh?
She was pretty bad. I don't know if she did enough to warrant the worst for me, but I also can't think.
I'm worsting Jinxer bumping his head.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too. That's stupid. It was bad.
Like,
stupid.
Why? Why did you do? Was it a good joke? Did that make people on set laugh a lot?
I'm gonna worst them setting up Olympias getting in the way, and then Olympias is not in the rest of the episode. That's my worst.
That was also pretty bad. Benny, who's the MVP?
Well, I'm gonna go with Marina for my MVP because, you know, she loves this guy, but she knows she has this duty, and so she goes and she does it, and she, you know, has agency, and I'm giving it to her.
Can I be a guy for like 1 second?
Yeah.
It's Marina because she's real hot. I'm trying to keep it in this whole time, but Chiboy was real into Marina. She's the MVP for me for this episode.
I'm also going to MVP Marina specifically for being like, I can't go on land for very long, but I have to get Chad to help. And also when Vipro was like, give me the trident and you can have Marina. She was the one that stopped Chad and was like,
that's true.
I should die so that the whole world doesn't die. Like,
there's only two mermaids. Like, they're not going to miss us, but like,
and there's no information on us if you ask a doctor. So
an underwater doctor doesn't even know about us.
All right. Well, then I'm going to have to change my answer to Chad because he is also really hot and a supportive boyfriend.
See, it's totally valid. Like, it's all right. We're all adults here. And he's a handsome man.
The best and worst is a very personal subject.
Yeah, that's why we do these. So, Benny, thank you very much for coming on. Any final thoughts?
Before we go, we have to rank it.
We got to rank it, don't we? That's a new thing we do once when we have guests on, I just go into like
default.
This like hyper focused, like, all right, that's the end of the episode. Benny, while I'm pulling up the list, how are you? Did you explain how you look at the episode rankings? Is there a science behind that? Are there metrics to that on your database?
For the way that you all rank the episodes?
For like our rankings or like how they stack up or anything. Is there anything?
I mean, I have to wait until the very end of the season before I can really say anything. I mean, I'm also a little bit behind. My last entry is episode 20, so I've got some work I need to do.
Okay, well.
But like, there aren't a lot of amazing episodes that I have currently. And I think that's because there's just a lot of good episodes, but not necessarily ones that I can tell you guys are like super excited about. And I may have to, like, currently the number one I only have listed as a good episode, and I may have to go back and re-listen to it and kind of like, oh no, wait, they're super excited about this episode. It is in fact amazing. So yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how this season goes because I don't know if it'll be quite the same.
All right.
A lot of that is probably on us for not remembering a lot of the episodes and why we put them where we did.
That is a thing that keeps happening. Okay, so on this list, we got the last episode pretty much smack dab in the middle at episode 13. It's a little above the middle.
Yeah, that's the last mermaid episode.
The last mermaid episode. Yeah, not the last episode. Last mermaid episode.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at this list, and right above that one is Sorcerer of the Sands, and I know this episode is better than Sorcerer of the Sands.
Yeah, for sure. Even though I'm pretty sure King Neptune was played by the Sorcerer of the Sands. I think it was the same guy.
The Sorcerer of the Sands had to die so that Neptune could live.
That's how they killed him off. They're like, they're never going to bite if he's two people at the same time.
So Neptune could nap.
And get his Cracker Barrel burgled. Above that is last week's episode, or last episode, Olympias Unbound. I think I like this one a little better.
I think so. What happened in that one besides him being a giant dragon?
He turned into a giant dragon. There was a very pretty cemetery. There was... What did happen? Jesus, we recorded it days ago.
I can't tell you.
I dumped my RAM.
I cannot help you. I'm sorry.
It hasn't aired yet. Yeah.
And I haven't watched the episode in a while.
Okay, so the stuff I do remember about Olympias Unbound is like...
When he vapes the monsters.
He vapes a bunch of monsters, and he gets their power and turns into a big dragon and then bursts out of the sky.
And the gatekeeper's like, give me some. And he's like, no way. And then he takes the gatekeeper with him, but the gatekeeper just vanishes.
He just disappears at one point. It's Power Rangers. That happens all the time. Anyway, I think I like this better.
I think so.
Olympias Ascends, like, I know was a good episode. I only remember all the dog boner jokes from the beginning of that episode, but I know it was a good episode beyond that.
Well, the next one is Strength of the Sun.
I don't know.
That has the Solar Zord in it.
That is the Solar Zord. Ryan steals it, and then at the end, his dad's like, yeah, no, I would have done the same thing, which I really liked.
The best of that episode was hospital scene at the end, and the worst was the warehouse falling on Full Car, and then they just left, and complicated nonverbal plans.
Oh, that was that episode.
Okay.
I think I'm putting this above that. I don't think this is better than The Great Egg Caper.
Those are the thief, right?
That was the
thief.
Yeah,
I don't think it's better than that one.
That was the Looney Tunes episode that just happened to have Power Rangers in it.
That was a season one episode that they forgot about and threw it into Lightspeed Rescue.
Man, that was such a season one episode.
You mean the other episode this season with demons going in the water?
Yeah. At least this time it was only up to their knees.
Baddie straight up jumped in the ocean.
Somebody straight up did jump in the ocean. In this episode, in the one we just watched, at least they're like, this is the demon that can go underwater the whole way. He's got a reason to be underwater. So coming in at number 9, right under The Great Egg Caper, right above Strength of the Sun, is Neptune's Daughter. All right. Benny, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Any final thoughts before we get out of here, before we do our end run?
Do you want me to tell you about Essie the mermaid?
Yes. Okay. when she's underwater, is there just like a oxygen tank nearby? How does that work?
No, as far as I know, she just has really good lungs. I met her in grad school. We went to grad school together in Seattle, and she was in a pod in Seattle and like would swim in Lake Washington.
Are pods what groups of actual mermaids call each other?
Yes.
Is that what their group? Oh, that's so good.
But she's recently moved to the Philippines to be a diver.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
And she does gorgeous underwater photography.
Nice. Every time I see them, I'm like, there's got to be something nearby. Like, you can't just sit underwater that whole time. But like, I guess they just hire people who can hold their breath. It's just in you. So, Benny, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at BenActive. That's B-E-N-N active. And that's really it for the time being.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. I didn't see what the next episode's called. Oh, I closed it, Jake.
It is Lightspeed War.
We will see you on Monday for Lightspeed War. But until then,
may the power protect you.
We're almost done. This is crazy.
Yep.
372.34.
Okay. 372?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it called?
Neptune's Daughter.
Neptune's Daughter. Daughter.
Yep, that's it.
I start, huh?
Yeah, that's why I gave you the name and all the numbers that you need to know, and we've only done it 372 times.
34, right?
34.
Okay.